We are learning Masechtas Ksubis, Dav Tzadik Amud Beis, and we are starting on top of Dav Tzadik Amud Beis. It said in the Mishnah in the second half that Nosa es Harishoina Umeisa, she died, so the husband was Yerush her Ksuba, and then he remarried someone, remarried Leah, and Leah then stayed alive while he died, and now Leah is collecting her Ksuba, or her Yarshima collecting her Ksuba. So it says in the Mishnah that her Yarshima first, why? Because that's a Chayiv. Masha'inkein, the first one's Ksuba is the Ksuba Sendikron, which is a Yerusha. That's what it says in our Mishnah. Zot Gemara, Shmami or Tlas. You see three halachas from this. Shmami no, Achas Bechaya, Achas Moyes Yeshan Ksuba Sendikron, Rindach Lechshin Len Suya. So first of all, there's a shayla of Achas Bechaya, Achas Moyes. Our Mishnah is a case of Achas Bechaya, Achas Moyes. And the classic case of Ksuba Sendikron is that there are two wives and they both died in Reuven's lifetime. And then when Reuven dies, when they come to split the Yerusha Reuven, each family wants their mother's ksuba. That's the classic case. So there, they're both getting something miyuchid from their father's Yerusha, and that's not a problem because no one's in a fight. We're each getting our mother's Yerusha. But here, what are we worried about? We're worried here that only one family is getting something special in the Yerusha. The second family is not getting any special Yerusha. They're getting their chayv. When it comes to Yerusha, they're getting a regular Yerusha. They're not getting anything special, anything yuchid. So they're going to be jealous. They're going to come to fight. And therefore, maybe, if there's only one Bnei Dichrin, and the other one is not a Bnei Dichrin, then maybe you don't collect Bnei Dichrin because they'll come to Tzuye. But you see from our Mishnah, that you do collect Bnei Dichrin. What's the Raya? Mamai. Mektani Shni of Yerusha, Koyit Me'em the Yerusha Rishayna. So it says, Miktim with the Kodmi. It says, Mashma, that there's a din kadima. Ha'ik above is enough. Shakli, you take. So you see, you get ksuvas and dichrin. Do we have me to say not because of osilin suye? But you see, no, even in such a case where there's only one and the other one is not getting ksuvas and dichrin, the other family, still you do collect ksuvas and dichrin. That's the first shvamina. The second shvamina will be the halacha is like this. We had this all before in the Gemara, in the ksuvas, that even ksuvas and dichrin is only allowed to work if you have a dinner left over to be mekayim the rice and the dinner of Yerusha. With the rice, you can't say Yerusha goes this way and that way. You can't direct Yerusha to a certain way. So Ksuvas and Dichrin is really a direction of Yerusha, saying it's going to the one family, not the other family, even though they're both sons of this man. So you have to mekayim the din Yerusha with a dinner. It's called Moisa dinner. You have to have an extra dinner left over of the Yerusha to split. So here, do you have Moisa dinner or not? So Shmami no. Ksuva nasis moisa lecharvata. Here, we could say that you're using the money to pay up the sheni's chayiv, that's called as a moisa dinner. Because the whole this estate is taking care of paying the chayivs of the father. One of the chayivs of the father is the second lady's ksuba. And we're taking the money from the estate to pay that ksuba. That means there was a Yerusha. So v'shvamina ksuva nasis moisa lecharvata. What's the raya? Memai, because in our Mishnah, we're like talking yashom moisa dinner. Don't say in our Mishnah, that we just proved that our Mishnah says that there is a ksuvas and dichrin. And it doesn't say there was a moisa dinner. There wasn't a moisa dinner. And even though the truth is that our Mishnah doesn't really say any way you collect the ksuvas and dichrin, it's only a dik. It says kedemes, and because of the kedemes, we know there's a ksuvas and dichrin, so how would it say yes, moisa dinner? It should have just, but it still spoke, it should have spoke out that this whole dinner kedemes is a yes, moisa dinner. This is a problem I'm bavarning. Taisa der masum bidloi, he really bavarns my question. Taisa says, "Afagav, Taisa the Ramaschol Medeloi, Afagav the Loi have a koyel ad yuka, Shapa have a lemis. Should have said Moshe didn't." So that's second Shmamina. Shmamina, the third Shmamina is what? But Shmamina Ksuvas and Dichrin like Tarf Mishabdi. The third one is that Ksuvas and Dichrin is a din Yerusha and not a din of a choyv, and it won't collect from a Shavadim. These are the Tarf Mishabdi. If they collect from a Shavadim, Leisu Bnei Rishayna, but Tefilu Bnei Shniya. Let the Bnei Rishayna come and take away from the choyv of Bnei Shniya because their choyv is first. Kamash Malon. It's not a chayiv. Therefore, they can't collect from the money of the sheni. So what are the three shvaminos? The three shvaminos is, first of all, achas b'moysoi v'achas b'chayav is ksuvas mendichron, and v'lo yosan l'tsuye. Number two is, shvamino ksuva nasa moysel charvato, which means the money they're using to pay up the ksuva of the sheni is called the Yerusha. And number three is that the first bnei dichron is not considered a chayiv, it's considered a Yerusha. It's considered a Yerusha, won't collect from shvamino. How do you know considered a Yerusha? Because if it was a chayiv, so then they would go ahead and say, what do you mean? We have a chayiv of Bnei Dichrin, which will take away from the second one's, even the second one collected already, I'll say, I get it, because I have a chayiv. Kamash v'lon, and it's only a Yerusha. So that's the three Shmami Noz. Rav Ashi is going to ask on the first two Shmami Noz and say, it's not Muchach. Maskvala Rav Ashi. Maskvala Rav Ashi. Memayei, what's the raya that you collect ksuvas in dichron? Dilmal oilam eloch achas v'chayev achas ma'isa elam ksuvas in dichron. Maybe really, like the case of our Mishnah, the family of Rachel, the first family, will not get ksuvas in dichron. I loshim kaidman. What's been kaidman? Sounds like the shnia goes and collects achay first. It's mashma that afterwards there'll be more collections. So it sounds like there is a bit of nichrin. It says, no, it's not a raya. Ma koidman la nachla katani. It's talking about nachla, that before the Rishoina gets a chance to split the Yerusha, they take the choy. That's what it means. And Taka, if you look back at Rashi, Dav Tzadik Amar Aleph on the Mishnah, where it says there that Nosa Rishoina meis v'chayv, Nosa Shnia meisu, and the Yerusha Rishoina ba'am time k'su was the nichrin. So it says, Oy writes him lachli rusha shaviim. Either way, it says the shni goes first. Like Mevaron's Rashi, Mevaron's both shalom and Gemara. Like upon him, so he says not a raya. Maybe it's koyd means before they collect the Yerusha, this one collects their ksuvas. This one collects the ksuva of the mother. V'chitayma yarsha rishay lamali. If that's the case, why do we call them the rishayna? The yarsha rishayna. It's mashba. It's somehow the yarshim are getting something through their mother. It's nothing to do with their mother. They come to Yerush, their father. Why is it Yerush Yerushayna? So, and for the Gemara, I did Tanishnia v'Yerushal, and there has to be the Yerushal, Taninami l'Yerush Yerushayna. So it says also Yerush Yerushayna. Why? Because we have to identify who's the first one. So it could have said B'nei Yerushayna. Why is it Yerush Yerushayna? That's only Agav. It's Agav. The second one has to be Yerushal. There is the Yerushim because they are attacking the Yerush Yerushuba. Therefore, it's usually lost to Yerushal. But really, it's basically saying the B'nei Rishayna. So the first taina was that's not a raik susan and dichrin. The kadim of Shnia is before the Yerusha of the Rishayna. And number two is Ligabe, the Shiloh Moisel Chavata, but the Kamas Ksuba is not Moisel Chavata. So really, right away, you could have said there's no raik anyway. Once you slug up the first Shmamina, there's obviously no raya that ksuba nasa mois l'chavata. Because you don't say in the Mishnah anywhere that there's a ksuba z'nichron at all. So of course there's no raya that ksuba nasa mois l'chavata. So obviously that's not a raya. Like Tosis points out, der masl v'hocha. Tosis says, lo havet tzorek l'hai demetayim akama itchi kulu. Hol v'kim v'kim v'nachla. But still more has a tain on this. But the kama ksuba nasa mois l'chavata. Dim lo ilo meim loch en ksuba nasa mois l'chavata. V'hocha u dike mois l'dinner. But here, you could have said that there was a Moshe dinner, didn't speak it out, but there was a Moshe dinner, therefore it's not a raya. Therefore it's not a raya. Again, like we spoke out, that you don't have to speak this out. Rashi also bavarns this. Rashi says, the mask of a hawk, we did a Moshe dinner. Rashi says, v'hawkah, we got a dinner kamar. I high kaidman, Rashi Shana meant, blin dichrin, I can still tell you it's not a raya, it's a Moshe dinner, because here there was a Moshe dinner for Yerusha. And it's not pshat that the ksubit they're paying up is considered a Moshe dinner. So now let's see the Gemara of Aitim. So Gemara says, this idea that if one of them is a bnei dichron and the other one, the lady died after the husband, and therefore she's collecting a ksuba, there's still a din bnei dichron. That's the machlokes tanoi really. Tanoi, the tanya learned in a brisa, meisu achas b'chayav. One of the wives died in his lifetime. V'achas b'moisa, and one died after he died. Benanis oimer yecholim bnei rishon loyim lebnei shniyo. B'nei Balas Chayv Atem, you are B'nei Balas Chayv, T'lu Ksubas Imchem, take the Ksuba of your mother, that's a Chayv, Utsu, and go out and leave here. And we're saying that here, that you get out of here, and that's it. So it sounds like that L'chayra, you collect, once you pay the Chayv, we're going to take the rest with Ksubas and Dichrim. That's the Yigatayich. You tell them, you take the Chayv, and utzu, leave here because you're not getting any more money. The rest of the money goes to me. As ksuvas ben dichron. That's what Meir Yishayin is saying. And Rekiva Imer, so that'll be a riot they holds that achas b'chayev achas b'moyse. They collect ksuvas ben dichron. Rav Akiva Imer, no. Kvar kovsa nachal fnei Meir Yishayin and not fnei Yishniya. Rav Akiva will be saying is that no, there's no din ksuvas ben dichron because once the meis habal b'chayeha of the second one. So there's no more din dichron anymore because she was still alive when he died, and therefore the ksuas din dichron left them and turned to a regular Yerusha for everyone. And even though there's a moisa dinner, maybe still it's all Yerusha, and there's no din of ksuas din dichron. So that would be the machlokes, like the Mara explains. My lab balkamifki. The Mara saw our achas b'chayev achas moisa ksuas din dichron. That's the Tanakama. That's the din of bananas that he says that the Bnei Yerusha tells me, you take your chayev and the rest is mine because we're din dichron. And Rav Akiva says, no, Rekiva says, Ma'asav achas b'chayav achas ma'asav, ain't like k'suvas in Dukhrin. That it's a Yerusha, and there's no k'suvas in Dukhrin. Amar Rabba, al shechinu l'rabbonan d'bei Rav, the Yasvi Kamri, they said no. That's not a Mechlekes Tanoim if achas b'chayav achas ma'asav gets k'suvas in Dukhrin. The Kuli Amma, achas b'chayav achas ma'asav, yes, like k'suvas in Dukhrin. Everyone knows you do get it. So what's the Mechlekes, yeah? V'ha'acha b'ksuba nasa ma'asav l'charvata. What's the Mechlekes Mefki? They are arguing if you pay up a ksuba or a balchayv with the money, and is that called enough, and the rest of the money will go ksuba and dichrin, is that called a maisa dinner? Remember, we need a maisa dinner, we give ksuba and dichrin, we need a maisa dinner, a leftover dinner to be as the ikr, the raisa of nachala. So here, you use that money to pay the other isha, or the baal chayv. So is that called Yerusha or not? So marasav a ksuba nasa maisa l'charva tovudin l'baal chayv. The one man of the Tanakama holds, that which is bananas holds ksuba nasa maisa l'charvata v'machayv, and therefore you get ben dichrin. On my sava, which is Rav Akiva, ain't ksuba nasa maisa l'charvata v'udin l'machayv, that ksuba is not nasa maisa l'charvata, it's not called a maisa when you pay up b'chayv. And also you pay up b'chayv. And also you pay up b'chayv. It's not called a maisa since you got rid of the money right away. It's not called paying up the money. And therefore, that's the machlekes. But everyone knows about the get ben dichrin. Machlekes just says, do you have maisa here? According to Tanakama, it's saying, that you have Meiser, the other man says, you don't have Meiser. V'amilu hu ano. And I said, this is Rabbah talking, I heard him talking, so I said, no. V'achayv kum le'pligah to have Meiser. Everyone agrees that when you pay up Bachayv, that's called a Yerusha, and then you take the money, and we both all take the money and pay the Bachayv to have Meiser. Ki pligah b'ksuba. I said, hol mechalikas b'nanas v'kiva, is only if paying up a ksuba is called a Meiser dinner. Why is that a mechalikas? So Rashi explains, because the whole reason why Maisa, we call paying up a chayv Maisa dinner is because really it's a Yerusha to us, then we take that money and pay up a chayv. But here, we're one of the Yerushim are taking the money for the chayv, so they're never really giving out the money. They're just taking the money right away. That's not called a Maisa dinner. But a ksuba, since they're one of the Yerushim themselves who's taking the money for the chayv, it's not called taking money and paying up a chayv. They're keeping the money for himself. It's never leaving, it's never like getting being paid, so therefore that would be a machlekes. Maskevlo Rav Yosef, Ihochi Rav Kiva, Ima Karkovtsa Nachla. He says, the vart is Karkovtsa Nachla, that once the husband dies in the Shani's lifetime, it became a Nachla already. So if what he was arguing about was Moisa dinner, he should have spoke out, Im Yesh Moisa dinner, Mabayale, so then you get it, if not. What, from his lashon, it sounds like he argues on the whole halacha. And therefore, Elam Rav Yosef, v'achas b'chayav, v'achas moysay k'mifli, they're arguing about achas b'chayav, v'achav moysay, that is the machloikis between Rav Akiva and bananas, if there's a ksuvas nedichrin, v'achas b'chayav, v'achas b'moysay, that is the machloikis. And Amiyat Hashem, on the next shir, we will continue with another machloikis tanoim about achas b'chayav, v'achas b'moysay.